Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare at your local theaters. A first-rate cast and stomach-knotting tension elevate the flawed but intriguing kidnapping film, Prisoners. Hugh Jackman and Terrence Howard play friends whose daughters go missing on Thanksgiving Day. When Jackman decides police detective Jake Gyllenhaal isn't doing everything he should to bring in suspected kidnapper Paul Dano, he opts to take the vigilante route. Viola Davis and Maria Bello are the tormented moms who may or may not be looking the other way. There are plot holes and frustrating coincidences in this stark and overlong drama, but it raises some fascinating moral conundrums that should provide for interesting post-movie coffee talk. A star-making turn by actress Brie Larson is the main attraction of the credible drama Short Term 12. Larson plays a worker at a facility for troubled teens who've fallen through the cracks of the foster care program. This could easily have degenerated into an after-school special, but a realistic and thoughtful approach and some terrific performances help make Short Term 12 a memorable and touching movie. Mark Ruffalo, Tim Robbins, and Josh Gad play men participating in a 12-step program for sex addicts in the comic drama Thanks for Sharing. Gwyneth Paltrow and Pink show up in showy supporting roles. It's very well acted, and there are moments that are somewhat moving, but the odd herky-jerky pace and awkward moments may have some saying no thanks to Thanks for Sharing. Also opening this week, Battle of the Year is a flick about an international hip-hop dance tournament. Laz Alonso and Chris Brown star. Populaire is a French romantic throwback comedy. Salinger is a documentary about the infamously reclusive author J.D. Salinger. And finally, we have the 75th anniversary edition of The Wizard of Oz being shown in IMAX 3D. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI FM.